When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With an 8-2 football team, if you don't know, the Eagles now, because they currently hold a tiebreaker over Washington, I know that could change. Of course, they play each other later in the year. But currently, the Eagles are actually 2.5 games up on Washington. Game and a half in the standings, plus a tiebreaker, 2.5 as of right now, 7 games to go. That's a beautiful thing. Dick Vermeil led a number of fantastic teams, including a bunch here in Philadelphia, 4 times to the postseason. 1980 was real special. We're starting to think this might be a special year as well. And Dick is brought to us by Independence Blue Cross. The region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. The legendary coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're excited. Good morning, huh? We're fired up, Dick. I mean, this is wonderful. So, you know, Dick, as a coach, I know you have to, when you were coaching, live in the moment. Prepare for the next game. Make sure you get 3 hours of sleep. But would you have moments where you'd say in a season, 99 Rams, 80 Eagles, would you have moments where you say to yourself midway through the year, this team can win a Super Bowl? And are you thinking that about this current Eagles team right now?
Well, you know, I said that in 99 after the fifth game, I think, of the year. Okay, and I actually told that team that in the locker room on Monday when we came back after beating the 49ers that had been in the playoffs and they had beaten the St. Louis Rams 17 times in a row. And I told them that, and I said, I don't want to hear it repeated or read in the paper or on the radio, but there's only one team in this league that can beat us, and they're sitting in this room.
Wow.
Okay, I felt real strong about the 1980 team. Number one, we were a complete team, actually much like this team right now, because the defense, you know, the defense never got credit. Marion Campbell never got as much credit as he really deserved. We were the number one defense in the league that year. And yes, we scored enough points to win, but it was the defense that really was the difference maker in the big games. And that's what's happening right now. So I think whenever you can play defense like they're playing right now, under Vic, you got a shot. You have a real solid chance.
So how well is Vic coaching this thing up? How much is he doing to help these guys? It feels, we were just talking about this, Coach. Last year, Reed Blankenship felt like a liability. This year, he's out there making plays week after week, and we think it's because his defensive coordinator understands his limitations and is able to put him in better position to make plays this year. How true is that?
It's a combination of everything, as you know. It's a combination of maturity on the part of the player and experience, a combination of the secondary coach and the defensive coordinator coordinating things that what players can do best, and then having a better defensive front seven overall with linebacker help and all these kind of things that maybe they didn't get last year.
Sure.
But, you know, you talk about coach of the year. I tell you, Vic Fangio is going to get coordinator coach of the year. You watch.
And then what about Nick Sirianni? How about the job that he is doing? How do you evaluate that?
When you're 8-2, you're a candidate, believe me. It's hard to be 8-2. I don't care who you beat. You know, you don't make up the schedule. Mm-hmm. The league makes up the schedule. And they're, you know, they're doing well enough for everyone to be a coach of the year.
You know, Dick, you've seen so many remarkable players, both those that you coached and those that you did not, like Walter Payton and others. Can you put into words the Saquon Barkley thing? I mean, he is quite simply possibly the greatest Eagles offensive player I have ever seen, and playing at a level, in my opinion, that few NFL players have ever played at. I'm not saying it's, you know, top five, but it's not a ton. I mean, this is bonkers what he's doing right now, Dick.
Right. He is my Marshall Faulk. Okay, he is my Wilbert Montgomery. A little more elusive than Wilbert, maybe not quite a slash runner like Wilbert, but there's no question he's talented. That's why I always get upset when they say a running back shouldn't be paid as much as a receiver. Hell, he touches the ball 30 times, 25 times a game. A receiver catches it 4 or 5, and you don't want to pay him as much. That doesn't make sense to me.
So we have an ongoing debate here on our show, Coach. How much of a we watch Jalen miss receivers. The TV copy highlights Jalen missing receivers, essentially not throwing it to guys when they're open because he didn't see them or he didn't start on that side of the field. I don't think that should be a penalty the same way that a lot of people do. I think that there are circumstances that dictate that we don't know oft times, but how much of a problem is it in your book that Jalen misses receivers? How often do you think that's happening? How big a problem is that?
Well, I don't think they're getting quite as much out of the passing game as they would like to, but he is throwing 69.2% at a quarterback efficiency rating of 101.8, which makes him the seventh highest in the league. So you can't complain. And I think all quarterbacks miss things, but none of us know what he's being coached to do and what he's being told to do with the ball. Yes, I have seen him not get to receivers under pressure, but I don't know. You know, we always tried to, and I'm not saying we're right, we always tried to have a quarterback know exactly where he's going to go with the ball when he's in trouble. And what happens when you get too many receivers in the game is spread out. You have, if you don't design the pattern for a check down or a late check down to a crossing pattern, shallow cross, and those kind of things like Bill Walsh invented years ago, you don't have any place to go to. And I think sometimes I see that. But, you know, I wouldn't complain about him right now. I really would. You know, sometimes the better a player gets, the more you look for something he's doing wrong. And I think we just celebrate what he's doing right.
You know, Dick, let's talk about Zach Bond for a moment. So you coached pre-salary cap and you coached in the salary cap, and the Eagles are going to have a decision to make on Zach Bond, whether to pay him big money or not, pretty big money. Do you think they changed their philosophy and pay an inside backer a lot of money, as a lot of us want them to do, or is he just going to be another guy that passes through and gets paid elsewhere and they shuffle the next guy in?
Well, you know, I think you have to have an overall philosophy of how you approach the salary cap. But there's always got to be a room for the exception. Okay, right now everyone thinks Barkley is a real bargain. Okay, no one else wanted to pay him that much money. But today, if he was out there, there'd be a lot of people want to pay him more money and go slightly against their philosophy. So you've got to be careful to be locked into something, because there's every once in a while someone jumps up is far better or more important to what you're doing, with a combination of putting Barkley behind a good offensive line and a well-coached offensive team. My gosh, how much is he worth today compared to when we signed him?
no question. It's so well said. Hey, Coach, in about 2 weeks we've got Thanksgiving, and I want to remind everyone listening, get yourself some Vermeil wine for the holiday season. You know, whether it's Thanksgiving or all the holidays in December, if everyone listening, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil wines. By the way, they'll work for the big game coming up in February. Birds might be in it. Get yourself some tremendous Vermeil wines for the next many months. Get it shipped directly to your home. Visit this website, vermeilwines.com. That's vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Coach, I got to tell you, I don't know what's better right now, the wines or the Eagles team. They're both looking pretty
Eagles
darn
team.
Good.
Eagles team, boy. Hey, you know, everybody can taste them, all right? Everybody can taste them. Everyone that turns on the TV set can afford them. Not everybody can afford expensive wines, okay?
Well, it's worth it. I've drank them. I love it. It's worth it, and everyone should get it. Hey,
Thank you, Coach.
Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the football action, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Thank you, Dick. Appreciate that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.